Day 6, Wednesday. When we realize the extent of God's ongoing knowledge of us, we become uncomfortable. He is privy to those remotest corners of our closet that even we do not want to admit to ourselves. Recognizing that He knows the worst about us squeezes us in a vice of guilt. We want to run away from God's ever-seeing eyes. Up, down, east, west, it doesn't matter. Even crawling into the darkest places, God is still there and has laid His hand upon us. The awareness of His weighty hand on our shoulder presses down and our spirit is chastened. Yet His hand also assures us. That same hand on our shoulder steers us through the tangles of trouble and scoops us out of waters that threaten to drown us. Be encouraged. He may discipline us, but His actions demonstrate His love for our good. He will not forsake you in whom He has invested so much love. Psalm 138:8. The Lord will fulfill His purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. Psalm 139:5-12. You hem me in behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to the heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness will cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you.